throw the weight of the international behind it, all their rules, regulations, and everything else. Then Osdale and myself worked on him for about an hour or two, and then he finally said, well, okay, they would approve it because the international had and would recommend it to the membership. So we're all set.
How would it finally amount to?
1227 for 2 years.
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it?
It's pretty good. I mean, I think they did very well, and the publishers did pretty well, too. And they got a 2-year agreement. They go to the 35 hours in the second year, which to these boys, the printers, doesn't mean much because they can take it out of wash-up time. Now, right now, they're working with the other unions. They got the wage package, and I think the extra... the publishers calculate that in the second year, that'll mean about 38 cents more going to the 35 hours. And so it's about, so we say it's 1227. This runs about 1260.
Does she have to pay this too?
Well, I assume, yeah. That was the agreement that she'll have to come in. I don't know what it, he says he has no deal with her, but I assume they'll go in. They can do all right.
Yeah.
Boy, they were a sad lot, too. They have an association, but everyone's watching each other, you know.
Particular
angle. But
when do they start publishing?
What?
When do they start publishing?
Well, they got to clear up a few items with Powers' union, which are the cleanup items, you know, about how this affects vacation and so on.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be fast. They can clean up these other unions, and then they have to have a vote. I understand some of Powers' fellows are stalling a bit, but I think we can get Brown to get them moving, and they ought to get going, I should think, in 3 or 4 days.
Oh, God.
But it's all over now, and we kept our friend in Albany out of it. He was dying. He had a fellow there all the time. He was ready to move in. But
well, you ought to be pleased. That's a good job, Bob.
Yeah. Well,
I think everybody thought of it.
I wanted to know, because we followed your suggestion to... And the third-party mediation, and everything worked out all right. And I wanted to assure you that our main concern was to get it settled. I know how I talked to Dick Donahue up there last Saturday at the dinner. I had a run-do for Joe Boyan, and I told him we'll get it straight now, and we'll keep that boy in Albany out of here.
Right.
He's dying.
Yeah.
He's dying.
I'm glad they're starting to print about him again.
He's getting it on the radio all the time, but... he was just, he and Javits, you know, were constantly in touch with these fellas.
Yeah, yeah.
But they realized, they're practical business fellas, and they realized they weren't going to get anywhere with him, and this is the best way to do it. So we got that out of the way for you, and we'll get your papers for you.
Okay, that's good. That's terrific, Bob.
I talked to Bobby yesterday. I'm going to see him up here tomorrow.
Right, okay.
Okay, fine, Mr. President.
Fine, Bob.
Take good care of yourself.
Good
fine.
Work. Oh, how are you? Listen, I've gotten a call from the Justice Department about this merger of the B&O and the C&O.
Yes,
and they, evidently the unions are opposed and the companies are for, and I'm wondering what our position ought to be on it. You got any knowledge about this one?
Not specifically, because I thought that this thing had been pretty well agreed to.
Been agreed to?
I thought that what the Justice said, but from our point of view, I'd have to double-check it, Mr. President, to be sure, but I don't see any objection to it.
I see.
Did the justice feel that they had something?
Well, I guess the unions are hot on it.
They would always on any of these mergers.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know enough about it, and evidently they're trying to get the government into it, and I didn't know whether they had any validity, and I guess it has some effect on future mergers. I tried to get Martin, but he's over in Holland dedicating some fair.
Well, I sent him over. They asked for Frank and Dee, president, and they had to have a top man, so I sent Martin for the weekend over there.
Right.
Now, how soon do you need to know this? By Monday morning?
Well, maybe you can give me a call Monday on it.
I'll have a call to you Monday morning, and I'll try to get it before that, but not sure I can reach the other man.
Okay, good.
So
thanks,
I'll let you know Monday morning.
Right on. Okay.
Thank you.